Blog Talk Radio.
Wolfpack is back, cause a mass destruction. Guess who's here, the bad boys are wrestling. Just a competition, win the war, that's their mission. Not no mercy, see the rings like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. Prove a point, number one, to believe that you don't want to talk with them or be a part of them. Come in the ring with them, you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. 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 You might wind up in a body bag. You took your chances, now it's time to show you what's wrong. In the ring, this is war, all you sucks are strong. Day in, day out, the wolf pack for life. Tell me who has the guts to come in the ring tonight. Don't care about the replicas, we make our own rules. You're doing it what it takes to feel their shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser, on the ground to leave. You're the punishment for making enemies with these soldiers. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Hey, yo, what's going on, Wolf Nation? It's your boy Lone Wolf, Scott Hall, your boy GBPCF, you know what I'm saying, all that, you know. And we're live here for Sports Wednesday, December 2nd, 2015. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving, happy holidays, all that good stuff. It's been a lot going on in the last couple of weeks, but we missed last week, so we decided we'd go ahead and pick up with the episode for this week. Looks like Big Bad Wolf is now about to join us.
What's going on?
What's going on, Big Bad Wolf?
What's going on, Wolfpack in the house, guys? Sorry about that. Technical difficulties right now. I'm dealing with some personal issues right now, guys. So, hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. Real quick, hit us up on facebook.com/... Wolfpack TV, hit us up on that Instagram, and also hit us up on that Twitter. We're doing big things, guys. We're probably going to have to reschedule the show one more time, but that will actually be in the future. We're just going to get right into it, guys. And let me say this real quick before we start the show. I just want to say this. I'm glad that Kobe retired from the NBA, or that he's retiring. I think that he sucked up a whole lot of money in the LA organization. I think it was a good thing for him to retire because he took up a lot of cap space, in my opinion. All the free agents that they had this year, he didn't get none out the deal. Greg Monroe was a free agent. Some other free agents was out there that was the big time that ended up re-signing with other teams, small market teams. So, I don't really like the guy because I'm tired of him and LeBron always in the same sentence. They should never be in the same sentence. Yeah, I understand about the championships, but, that was because Kobe had a team. And, he's a spoiled brat, in my opinion. If he didn't have a team, then he would have threatened to leave. So, at least my boy KG stayed with the squad, for 8 or 9 years through thick and thin and didn't complain. So I just wanted to say that. Your thoughts, Lone Wolf, on that Kobe Bryant, him being retired at the end of this year?
Yeah, my boy's a big Kobe Bryant fan. So I told him 2 years ago that Kobe should have retired 2 years ago. They could have really rebuilt by now, but they're going to have to be rebuilding for another year or two after this year, So which means they won't return back to any type of dominance or glory for at least another 3 or 4 years. Him not retiring earlier was actually a hindrance. And the league has changed, man. It's getting faster and faster. And, especially in guard play. And, Kobe's time is up, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it is what it is. Now, do I feel like he'll probably come back with another team, you know, do like Jordan did or something, maybe even come off the bench or something? That's a possible, that's a possibility. But yeah, it's been time for him to roll. So, you know, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, one of the greatest top five players, maybe top 10, you know, of all time. I do kind of feel the same way you do. Three of those rings, you know, without Shaq doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, but, you know, Jordan had Pippen as well. So, you know, but, yeah, it's definitely that time for him.
Yeah, guys. So, you know, just with that being said, I wanted to say that. And Wolf Nation, you know, not to step on you guys' toes, but, you know, it is what it is, man. I never did like Kobe. I can't stand him, honestly, man. You know, I think he was a ball hogging piece of shit, in my opinion. But that's just my, you know, I'm leaving my feelings out of it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, so, you know, I'm glad maybe LA can get something, you know, for him. They're already talking about trying to get Kevin Durant over there. You know, so, you know, you'll see how that goes. And Russell Westbrook over there also to be the man. So, you know, we'll see. It's amazing how them guys want to go over there after Kobe leaves. So, you know, I guess we'll see what's going on, you know. So, you know, I just want to say that, guys, and let me go ahead and get right into the Sports Sundays today. Remember, Wednesdays is our Sports Sundays. We go over the highlights and we talk about it, give you our opinion of each one. Topic of discussion, the main thing was the Kobe Bryant situation. Also, these Warriors are 20-0, man. That's crazy, man. 20-0, man. You know, my thing with that situation is this. I think that, you know, I feel like you guys could have played like that if Mark Jackson had been the head coach over there. Not really anything's changed, in my opinion, just the coach. You guys had the same team, the same members on your team, except y'all added Andre Iguodala. So, you know, I felt like you guys could have played like that for Mark Jackson and would have kept his job, you know. But I think that you guys was butting heads with that guy because of his spirituality, but I'm not sure. So, you know, 20-0 is actually pretty good. You know, we'll see how it goes when you guys play against the Spurs. That's gonna be a game changer right there when you guys go against the Spurs, man. That's gonna be a really big issue. Do I see the Warriors going 82-0? No. Sooner or later, that, you know, coach is probably gonna take some starters out and let them rest for, you know, five or six games straight. I don't know how that works, but I don't see them guys being undefeated. That will be crazy. They will be the number one team to do that, 82-0. That would be remarkable. So, you know, you know, I don't know, guys. I really think they overrated, in my opinion. They ain't really playing nobody, in my opinion, man. You know what I'm saying? Until we see them guys play them Spurs legit, then we can go and then, you know, maybe I can be worried. But other than that, you know, if they're not playing, you know, they're not playing the Spurs until, like, the mid-January or something like that. So I wonder why that was. How come they didn't play them until January? So, yeah, just moving right along, guys, to the NFL scores. We're going to start with some of the highlights around the league. Lone Wolf, I didn't ask you. How you feel about that 20-0 Golden State? You think them guys are gonna repeat? You think they're gonna be 82-0?
I mean, I don't think they're gonna be 82-0. It does look like they have a chance to tie or beat the Bulls record, but I mean, if they go above anything above what the Bulls did, it just kind of just shows how weak the league has become to a certain extent, because I mean, like, it shouldn't be that one-sided, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I mean, I get it. Steph Curry is golden. He's good, man. But it should not be that one-sided. But, you know, maybe these guys are really that good. It's yet to be seen. You know, for me, I judge teams more so after the All-Star game. I think that's more when it counts. You know, so we'll just see what happens after All-Star weekend.
Yeah, but we're definitely in. Like I said, they got to play them Spurs. So moving on to the highlights, guys. NFL first game, Philadelphia is Detroit, 14-45. And I just want to say that about that game. That Philly and Detroit game, that was a nasty game, by the way. I feel like Philly did that trade, and they got nothing for him. You know, that everybody's talking about fire Chip Kelly. I mean, I agree. You know what I'm saying? Get rid of his ass if he's not producing. You know, moving on, Carolina blows out the Dallas Cowboys. I've seen a lot of people on Facebook talk about that Dallas game and this and that and this and that. They was going to be the ones to give Carolina their first loss. I think Tony Romo is out for the whole season, year again, because of a shoulder injury or something like that. So, yeah, man, that situation is and Dallas is crazy, man. You know, it's like as soon as that young man signed that big contract, he just got sorry. So, you know, he tried to put everything on his back, man, and end up falling, man. So I have no idea what to say about that situation. Hopefully them guys get better next year, man. There's always next year and the year after that, but how many times are these guys going to look forward to next year, man? And, you know, if we're not talking about the playoffs or we're not talking about Super Bowl, then, you know, we gotta move some people around here, you know, pretty soon. And that goes for every NFL team in the league right now. Green Bay is you know, they lost to Chicago, said that. That score was 17-13. And Green Bay, you know, everybody was predicting them guys to go all the way to the finals. That didn't happen. Obviously, I'm not sure what their record is, but I don't think they're going. I don't even think they're in the playoffs. I could be wrong. The Oakland Raiders, they beat the Tennessee by 3 points. The Buffalo, 22 to Kansas City 30. And let me say something about this game. And this is going to tie into what we have to talk about tomorrow. Now I noticed that they hyped up when that tight end or receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs scored a touchdown. Nobody even said anything when he celebrated and danced, but they made all these comments about when Cam Newton scored and he did a dance. He was a disruption. You know, he was getting complaints about that shit. And, you know, I'm pretty sure the NFL wanted him to get fined or something like that for dancing. But if a Caucasian person does that, it gets overlooked. So I have a real big problem with that. You know, it's lopsided in society right now, and you guys let that shit happen instead of correcting that shit, you know, from the beginning and not tolerating that shit from the beginning. Y'all allow that shit to happen. You know, one of the reporters on ESPN said that, you know, the reason why, you know, he didn't get criticized is because he was white. I agree, you know, not to make this a racial issue because this is Sports Wednesdays, but I wanted to, you know, point that situation out because I felt like that was a serious situation. You know, moving on, Tampa Bay 12 to Indianapolis 25. The Indianapolis Colts are beating the Tampa Bay, beat Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Shout out to Jameson Wilson still. You know, you got low production on your O-line and your offensive weapons. So, you know, the Giants lose to the Washington Redskins. And let me say that, well, I will say that shit for tomorrow. I was going to say something about that game, but I'll keep that comment until tomorrow when you guys tune in. The New Orleans, the Houston Texans actually get them a W-24. They blow out the New Orleans Saints. And, dang, what's really going on with Drew Brees, man? I really want to know what's going on with him, man. He went from playing his ass off the first three games of the year to not really producing at all that we known to see him. I don't know. It's weird, man. So you know, keep this thing going. Minnesota beats Atlanta 20-10. Shout out to Teddy Bridgewater. St. Louis 7, Cincinnati 31. San Diego beats Jacksonville and CAF. I'm not playing around, dog. We really need to go try out for the Jacksonville Jaguars, bro. Or go try out for the Philadelphia 76ers, man. I think that's what God's telling us to go over there to them places, man, and go try out, man. You know, we'll have a big contract, dog, you know. Miami 20 to New York Jersey, New York Jets 38. The Jets beat Miami by 18 on that game. Arizona beat San Francisco 19-13. Seattle beats Pittsburgh. I actually watched that game, man. That was crazy. That was a crazy game right there. Denver actually gives New England its first loss of the year. Thank you, goodness gracious. Thank you. I can't stand them motherfucking Patriots. I think Tom Brady is the most overrated QB in the league. We got the Baltimore Ravens 33 to the Cleveland Browns. Excuse me, I almost said Cleveland. 33-27. That's all the NFL scores. We're gonna move right here into the NBA. Like we said, we want to wish Kobe Bryant wish him well. Like I said, I mean, he is the top 10, you know, shooting guard in the league. Me, personally, I don't think he's better than fucking LeBron James, or I don't think that he was better than fucking Tracy McGrady. That's just my opinion. He's a more consistent shooter and more of a team player than them guys are. So, T-Mac is more of a player than a team player than Kobe Bryant. So I just wanted to say that. CF, anything you wanted to add, man, before I get into these NBA highlights, bro?
Yeah, I was just going to speak on Drew Brees. You know, that Saints O-line has been depleted, and that whole coaching staff is really fell off. There's going to be a lot of coaching changes in the offseason. And then I just wanted to say, as far as my Titans go, you know, they really got to get Mariota some help there, man. And it looks like we're going to be having a high draft pick again this year. You know, so they really need to go get another offensive lineman, running back, you know, get in there and get this guy protection and really get this offense in motion. I mean, it's signs of life, but it's a lot of work to be done. And yeah, you know, as far as Kobe goes, definitely, you know, top 10 shooting guard all time, probably top five. You know, as far as him, a comparison between him and McGrady, I think it's really hard to say, you know, both are great scorers. You know, I might say Kobe was a little bit was a better defender. But you know, yeah, you can't take nothing away from Kobe, you know, and, you know, it's just a sign of the times, you know what I'm saying, the changing of a guard. You know, pretty soon here in another couple of 4 or 5 years, we'll probably be looking at LeBron retiring as well. You know, so, you know, just because of, you know, the damage he's taken to his body, you know, playing in the league since, you know, 18 years old, you know, 17 years old. So, but, yeah, you know, just the changing of the guard.
Yeah. It's a big issue, guys. Well, guys, you know, here we go with the NBA highlights real quick. Before we get out of here, the Pacers versus the Clippers, that's actually second quarter, 35-31. The Warriors actually improved to 20-0. They're 10-0 away. They beat the Charlotte Hornets 116-99. The Lakers actually win the game. They're 3-15 to the Wizards 7-9, 108-104. Kobe had 31 points. So the Suns are 8-11, 122 to the Pistons 127. The 76ers lose again. They're actually 1-19 to the Knicks that are 9-10, 87-99. That dude, the guy that they picked up in the draft of the New York Knicks, man, 17 points and 10 rebounds, man. If LA would have got him, he would have been a monster, man. I guess they felt like he wasn't a monster, man. You know, that dude is really playing his butt off, man. Like, he playing like he just broke, like he just went bankrupt. Moving on, the Raptors beat the Hawks 96-86. the Nuggets lose against the Bulls 99-90. The Pelicans lose against the Rockets 108-101. James Harden 24 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. The Bucks get their ass whooped by the Spurs 95-70. It looks like that's all the highlights as far as all the scores goes as far as the NBA. They're very excited about the NBA season. I've been saying this, guys. Of course, my team is Boston Celtics. You know, hopefully that we can get rid of Marcus Smart, even though he does play defense for us and lock people down. But, I mean, we don't have no offensive weapons on that team as far as to shoot that jumper. Jay Crowder his game is just like DeMar Carroll's, guys. If y'all know who DeMar Carroll is, he was the small forward that supposedly, gave LeBron some problems last year in Atlanta. Now he's with the Toronto Raptors, and he's a defensive mindset guy. You know, we got to get some guys or, some more veteran people around that, around them guys, man. That's what it is, guys. And it's good to see that Paul Gasol is healthy and he's carrying the Bulls past the Nuggets. He scores 26 points and had 19 rebounds. James Harden is playing, had the double-double to boost the Rockets. Hopefully he can keep that up. I noticed that he was having problems with his teammates at the beginning of the season. I'm not sure if that was true or not, but now that they got that Ty Lawson, that he can just get to the lane whenever he wants to, Ty Lawson is like that. The Houston Rockets look pretty serious this year, guys. Along with every team, the NBA is really tricky, man. You can have a losing record and still get in the playoffs and upset somebody. So, CF, if there's nothing else, bro, I believe that's it, man. That's all as far as the Sports Sundays. Anything that you want to add? Shout out to my Texas A&M boys. I don't know who they played this week. I haven't been keeping up with that, but shout out to them guys. Long with anything you want to add real quick before we get out of here?
I just want to say, it's time for you to leave the league when you lose to the 76ers. Hopefully, my boys will, be able to beat Baylor this weekend. I doubt it, but it would be nice to be able to pull that out. Basketball team's doing pretty well, doing all right. They're pulling around 500. So, I just wanted to say that. So, that was definitely a sign of the times right there. It's been real, watching number 24, do his thing in the league and, passing of the guard on to the next, to the next ones.
Yeah. Well, guys, like always, guys, we will make sure you tune in tomorrow, guys. Remember, follow us on Wolfpack. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram, _TV. Them posts is coming. Go like the page. Leave a comment on there if y'all want to hear a specific topic, you guys are welcome to leave a comment on any one of those social media websites that we told you guys about for Wolfpack TV, and don't be afraid to let your voice be heard on there and, hit us up with a message or something like that. If there's anything else, man, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We will catch you guys tomorrow when we come with this, with this real life, these real life situations on Thursdays. Y'all know how we do, man.
Yes, sir. Survey says.
NWO. Catch you guys tomorrow, guys.
Wolfpack is back, cause of mass destruction. Guess who sees the bad boys arresting. In competition, win the war, that's their mission. Not no mercy, see the rings like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. Here to prove a point, number one, just believe.
that you don't want to talk with them or be a part of them. Coming to ring with them, you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Wind up in a body bag. You took your chances, now it's time to show you were wrong. In the rain, this is poor, all you sucks are strong. Day in, day out, the wolf pack for life. Tell me who has the guts to come in the rain tonight. Don't care about the replicas, we make our own boots. You're doing that what it takes to feel they shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser, on the ground to leave. You're the punishment for making enemies for these soldiers. Don't turn your back on the